Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you tuning in today. We're going to go ahead and open with the song, and then we're going to do a prayer, and then we'll take your phone calls. If you'd like to call into the program, you can do so by dialing this number, 347-327-9316. There's a few callers ahead of you already, but if you would like to call into the program, again, that call-in number is 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll play an opening song. Let's go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you've done for us already and the things that you're going to do for us ahead. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for your love and just feeling that today and just feeling you hugging me and taking care of me, and I appreciate that. Father, Mother, God, I pray that you would do that for my listeners right now, that those that might need a little hug from you today, that you would give that to them. And Father, Mother, God, that needs physically, spiritually, emotionally, and we just thank you for that. We pray for the people in Nepal. We pray that you would just touch them and just strengthen them in this time of need, and just be with them throughout everything that they have to face. And Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for doing that. And we say namaste and we say amen. Let's go ahead and open with a song, and here we go. Oh, as soon as I get over there. All right.
Namo, Namo,
Let's go ahead and start taking some calls. 786, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call, Michael. My name is...
I didn't catch your name.
Samantha.
Samantha, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Yes, I was wondering what you see coming into my life as far as jobs. I currently started a part-time job, and I'm grateful to have it, but I definitely don't want to stay an extended amount of time. I'm trying to give myself 2 months, and after that, find a better job that's full-time with
okay.
more money.
Yeah, I feel like that something is going to open up for you later part of June, where it's going to be more of a full-time job, more permanent-based employment for you. But that looks like about the later part of June.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful.
So, yeah. You know, you're thankful for what you have, but, you know, you deserve better, and Spirit's going to provide that for you. So definitely see your financial situation getting better, because you're going to get a better job. So,
that's wonderful.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in today. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and talk to Nathaniel right now. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hey, I'm pretty good. How are you
good.
Doing?
How can I help? I'm good. I can't complain.
I'm just kind of waiting for the finances to get better. I'm short on the rent this month. So
okay.
I'm hoping that's going to work out here by Tuesday.
Yeah. I feel like you're going to be able to meet that requirement. Something's going to come. Something's going to open up for you financially. Where you're going to meet that, and by the end of this month, things should be working out better for you financially. So you just have a few more weeks where things are going to be a little tight, but things are going to start breaking free for you. Looks like later part of this month.
Hey, super.
Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You hang in there, and I'll talk to you again.
Super, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and speak to 610. You're on air with me.
Hello?
Hi, you're on air.
Hi, this is Sarah. Hi, this is Sarah. Thanks for taking my call, Michael.
No problem. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I'm calling because I've been unemployed for a few months already, and
okay.
I'm currently looking for work. I just wanted to see, you know, what you're picking up from me.
Okay, you should be working by the end of the month.
Okay.
By the end of May.
Okay.
Yeah, something. Yeah, you should get an interview, like next week. Not this coming week, but the next week.
The following week. Okay.
Yeah, following week. Yeah, you should.
Like
you
in
should
two
have
weeks.
An interview.
Okay. Because
yeah,
I put a
weeks.
Lot of things out there. My mistake
yeah.
is I would have found something, but I was, you know, my background is like more client services and IT. My background is IT as well. I
right.
looked for something in pharmaceutical sales, and the job didn't last. So, you know, I want to give it a shot, but I'm back in full gear. I put so many applications out there, you know, and I still continue to do so. So are you picking up anything about the company by any chance?
No, I'm not picking up anything of where you're going to work.
Oh. Do you see if it's permanent or full-time? Because those are the only things I'm applying to.
Yeah, it's full-time.
Okay.
It's full-time.
It's
a full-time position. Yeah. And the money's going to be pretty good for you. They're gonna start you at a fair rate. So that's a good thing. So.
Yeah, no, I'm ready. Like I said, Michael, I'm really ready to get back in gear. And I have so many things I want to present to the company, so many ideas. I hope they welcome them, you know, so many positive things
right.
I want to bring. Even if it's outside
yeah.
of job scope, but things that could benefit the group, you know, like maybe, hey, can we do this for the team, you know,
right.
can we maybe go to this place, can we do this activity? So I hope they welcome that, you know, so.
Yeah, Yeah, I feel like they will be. I feel like they're going to be a company that is going to think outside the box and like other ideas coming in and stuff like that. So that's a good thing. So
it's called team building, you know.
Yeah.
That's the scope here, and that's the goal. That's what I want to do. Well, I'll let you know how this goes. I'm excited and I'm ready. Like I said, I have everything ready, my outfit, everything. I'm just waiting for that call.
Yep. You should hear something, like I said, in a couple of weeks.
Awesome. I will let you know how it goes. That's wonderful.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk to you again. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and speak to the next call. It's 617. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Michael. I'm well. How are you, honey?
I'm good. I can't complain. I'm doing good.
Good. Glad to hear that. You sound great. I just want to let you know you sound very, very good.
Thanks. How can I help?
My question is in regards to me moving to a new place to live. One thing, I'm really wanting to start a new life, a new beginning for myself. But my niece is living with me. It's not that I don't want her to be a part of my life. I'm just feeling overwhelmed and drained.
Right.
Emotionally. I know my sister just passed, and she very much loved my sister, but I'm just feeling emotionally drained to the point where I feel like I can't move. I'm stuck.
Right. Yeah. It's like you're hitting a brick wall. I mean, that's what it feels like to me.
Yeah.
You know, but I feel like the spirit's going to let you move on your own. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, we need family and we need this stuff. But right now you need your own space. You need room to breathe and to grow. And, you know, she's going to be hurt a little bit by this, but she'll get over it. You know, but it's something that you definitely need for your spiritual growth.
Yeah.
So I see this move taking place. Looks like early June.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Because I have to move at the end of the month.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So it looks like early June on this.
Yeah.
So, you know. So, just do what's best for you. Just follow your own intuition and your own guidance, your own inner guidance. You do pretty good at that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know,
okay.
So you just need your own, you need a new beginning, and this is what's coming up for you.
I do. I feel like a caterpillar that's just ready to just break out and just, again, start anew. I'm just itching for it. I mean, I've never felt this strongly about it.
Right. Yeah, it's a new beginning for you, and you know we're in new energies right now, anyhow.
Yeah,
and so you know, Spirit's blessing all of us in different ways.
Amen. Yeah,
and you know we're growing in different ways right now, so just let Spirit bless you and move you forward.
Alrighty, thank you, Michael. Thank you so much, and God bless
you. You're welcome.
Alrighty.
You too. All right.
Alrighty.
Bye. Okay, let's take my next call. It's 312. Oop, hold on, we'll be 312.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this
You're
is Sylvia
air.
Calling, Mike. Yes, how are you? I am calling today because I have been noticing that there is an older individual that I have noticed that every time that I go walking my dog or I go to the store, I sort of bump into him, and he seems to be very familiar. He looks familiar, but I don't know him, but I'm just wondering who this person is, if it's someone from the past that I knew or if someone sent him for whatever particular reason. And the other day I did go out, and he sort of like rushed with his car to come out and look at me. So I'm just wondering who this person is.
Yeah. Okay, let's see if we can figure it out, all right?
Okay.
I mean, I'm gonna be quiet for just a second as I tap into this. So I'm going to be quiet for just a second.
All right.
Okay. I'm getting the it's like a past life connection. Like he can't figure it out either. I mean, he's like trying to figure out, you know, what this draw is to you, and so he's trying to figure it out, and he's not very spiritual, so he's a little lost at the moment, and that's why he keeps looking at you and why he makes him, you know, these movements towards you. But it's definitely a past life reconnection here going on.
I see. Was it someone that I used to know? You know, like someone that I knew, like when I was younger, or?
I don't really think so. No, I'm gonna say no on that.
Now,
so,
is this person, is he someone that I should be very careful? Like, what are really like his intentions?
Yeah, I don't know what those are. I don't think. Mm-hmm. I think he's harmless. I don't think he means you any harm. You know, I just feel like he's being drawn to you, and he doesn't know why. He's a little confused at the moment, but he's harmless. He's not going to do anything to you, anything like that.
I see. Will he stop coming around?
Eventually, he won't be around.
I see.
I would say probably by the end of the month, he'll be fading off into the distance.
I see. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right, then. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Right, thank you.
All
bye
right.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let me give you the call-in number to the program again. It is 347-327-9316. I have open lines at the moment. As soon as I take care of this call, 856, you're on air with me.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I have a quick question. A certain friend of mine, I know he's coming in my dreams and stuff. I'm not sure why he's not calling me, or he's trying to tell me to call him, so I'm not sure why he's not calling me if he wants to get a hold of me. If you can pick up anything on that one.
I don't know why he's not calling you. I feel like you need to reach out to him. So it might be something... Yeah, I would reach out to him. If he's not reaching out to you, I'd reach out to him and see what's going on. And I feel like that there's some personal stuff going on with him right now, but where he needs a friend. So you might just reach out to him and see what's going on.
Gotcha. I'll call him next week.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. Appreciate it.
No problem. You take care of yourself. Have a good week.
You too. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go ahead and speak to 718. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi. Just wondering what you see. About moving for me.
Moving?
Mm-hmm.
You should be moving by the end of the month.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Yeah. Okay. And this is a really good move for you. I feel some apprehension on your part a little bit, but this is a good move for you. So I would say by the end of the month.
I'm only apprehensive because it's very big. I won't be able to do it in a month, but maybe 6 months.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because they keep showing me something at the end of the month that has something to do with this move. I don't know if it's, you know, something that's going to come up or something to make this a little easier for you. But I keep picking up something about the end of the month, so something to do with the move. So.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and speak to Rose. Hello.
Hi, Michael. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Sorry, I'm having electrical problems. My computer keeps rebooting. I can't get my phone off the speaker. All kinds of crazy stuff. Oh, yeah, my goodness.
We're not even in a Mercury retrograde, so what's going on?
I don't know. I'm electric today. Crazy. I forgot to ask you earlier when you did my reading. Thank you for doing that, by the way.
No problem.
Do you see anything romance-wise?
Yeah, definitely something popping up. End of the year.
End of the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks around probably about October, late September, early October.
Oh, okay. So just right after summer.
Right.
All right. That's something to look forward to. Thank you.
No problem. So hopefully that helps you.
It does. Thanks, Michael.
You're welcome. Bye. All right. Calling number, I have open lines. Is 347-327-9316. We have a few minutes still left on air. Again, that call in number is 347-327-9316. If you would like to be on air with me and get the answers that you're seeking and find out what's going on with you. You know, right now, you know, there's just a whole bunch of stuff opening up for all of us. If we allow it to happen, you know, Spirit wants to bless us, but we have to move out of the way and be open to it. And I think one thing that happens to us sometimes is we're expecting Spirit to come in one certain way, and, you know, and we're missing the opportunities that are coming our way. So we just got to be more open to that. So, all right, I'm going to give you my website address. It is www.insightswithmichael.net. Again, that's www.insightswithmichael.net is my website. You can set full readings over there. You can make a donation to the program if you would like to do that. All you have to do is just go hit the donation button over there. And we'd appreciate it. It costs money to be on Blog Talk. I have a free program right now, but normally it costs like $40 a month. And so, you know, we would like to be on air more. So, you know, just help out where you can. All right, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and close out for today. So I appreciate everybody that's called in today. And tuned in. And if you would like to write me, you can write me an email at youareawakening@gmail.com. That's youareawakening@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter as well. Those are ways to connect with us when we're not on the program. So we'll be on air sometime next weekend, Saturday for sure. Probably about 4 p.m. on Saturday. And then Sunday is Mother's Day, so we'll have to see what we're going to be doing on that day. So, all right. Have a good one, and I'll talk to you again. Peace be with you, and we'll talk to you next weekend. Have a great week.